This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. One of the greatest preparations for the month of Ramadan is to be excited about it and receive it with a renewed intention and commitment, not a lukewarm reception. Oh, I fasted the last year and the year before, and so this year is going to be another year, another month of fasting. But in fact, a regeneration of commitment and excitement, in fact, for the reception of this month based on all that we know and all that we want from it. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in the hadith, he said, أَتَاكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. He said, the month of Ramadan has arrived. It's a blessed month. He was preparing, announcing to the Sahaba that this is something special that has just come your way. And so you should receive it differently. You should be motivated. You should be happy. You should ponder all of these things to be excited about it. Not with indifference, but with elation. It's a month of barakah when you think about it. Unlike any other month in the year, offering what is not offered in any other month in the year, you will be surrounded with barakah. Everything that you will do, your food, your effort, your work, your dhikr, your dua, all of it will be blessed. You'll be swimming in barakah. And so you say to yourself, subhanAllah, this is something unlike any other time. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In it, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. That's something extraordinary. And to reflect how extraordinary the month is, Allah Azza wa Jal puts you in a state of being that is unlike the rest of the year. Where you can't eat, you can't drink, can't be intimate during daytime. And you may look at these things as restrictions, limitations, inconvenient commands. But in fact, if you really think all of them, you'll understand that you are being honored through all of this. See, when you go to Hajj and you go to Umrah, you understand that once you take a step inside Mecca and Medina, you're in a sacred special space, right? And so there are certain things that are allowed outside, but in there they're not allowed. And if you were to do them, the sin will be doubled. And that is the sanctity of the place reflected in the commands and prohibitions. And if you enter into a state of ihram, a prohibitive state, you understand that there are certain things that you cannot do and there are certain things that you have to do. And you could look at all of this as restrictions, but you also could look at them as I'm being honored because now I'm getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you get closer to Allah, so there are certain things that you need to do a little bit different. You're being selected. إِخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ. Take off your shoes. Why? إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. You are in the sacred valley, طُوَى. He said that subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa. Now you're in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain things are not to be done, certain things have to be done. So when Allah raises you up to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and offers you opportunities to be close, that needs to be reflected in how you will live, how you behave in a state of being that is different, unlike any other time of the year. And just consider anything important in this life. If you were to meet somebody who is really important, extra special, there are some procedures that you'd have to take before your arrival, when you arrive, when you meet them, when you leave. And these things are, in a sense, restrictions, but you don't mind them. You will happily do them because they will afford you the opportunity to talk to so-and-so, to be in the presence of so-and-so. These are not restrictions, they are privileges. You are being privileged by entering into that state. And so in the month of Ramadan, when Allah says you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't say, oh, it's going to be difficult. That's going to be a little bit hard. That's going to take some time to get used to. And when will I sleep? And when will I wake up? You know that any discomfort that you will find in the month of Ramadan is jihad. And because it's jihad, Allah rewards you for every minute and second of trouble that you will take on for His sake. If you think about it, then you'll say, I welcome any trouble for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let it come. Let it come. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla will soon take it away. And you can experience sweetness in that trouble when you know Allah is pleased with you, because you are experiencing that pain, that discomfort, that agitation for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's a different state. And that is reflected in how much Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you. So He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, before we even come to that. The change is not a change with you only. It's a change in the entire universe that takes place, imperceptive to all of us, but Allah Azza wa Jal told us about it through His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ. When it's the first night of Ramadan, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَخُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتْ مَرَضَّةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. It says, when it's the first night of Ramadan, all the gates of heaven will open, and all the gates of hellfire will be closed, and the devils, or the rebellious devils, will be chained. There's something happening in this universe that alters it in ways that you do not see, but you could sense, you could feel. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you, this is a very special time that you're going to come into. Imagine a time when the gates of heaven are all open and gates of hellfire are all closed, and your fiercest enemy, the one who whispers constantly in your mind and heart, is weakened. This is everything that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's right there in that month. And He said alayhi salatu wasalam, وَيُنَادِي مُنَادِيَانِ يَا بَغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَغِيَ الشَّرِّ أَقْصِرْ. And then there's a caller at the first night, he will say, O seeker of righteousness, come, and O seeker of evil, stop. And He also said alayhi salatu wasalam, وَفِيهِ لِلْمُسْلِمِ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَدَيْلَةٍ دُعَاءٌ لَا يُرَدْ. He says, every Muslim, every day and every night has an accepted supplication in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continued in the hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from hellfire every single day in it. So everything that you and I want from this life is in the month of Ramadan waiting for you. Why would you not be excited about the possibility of all of your sins going away? All of them. And the possibility that Allah will elevate you and accept you so you will enter heaven. And if you enter heaven, you will be happy, a happiness where there is no misery after. Why not be excited about the possibility of dua being accepted twice? Every single day and night. by the possibility that Allah will look at you struggling with fasting, striving to pray, striving to fast, urging your family, recommending good, staying away from evil. And He sees that from you in the month of Ramadan, and He says you are free from hellfire. There is no pain, there is no fear, there is no agony for you. You've been accepted. You've been elevated. You've been brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is this not something to be excited about? Not something to talk to yourself about and say, is this going to be simply just like any other month or any other year or any other Ramadan? Or should I not grow in zeal, in enthusiasm, in commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, this month is going to be, by the will of Allah, very special. It's reflected, its uniqueness is reflected in what Allah Azza wa Jal asks of you. And how He rewards you. And how He protects you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How He rewards you. كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام that Allah Azza wa Jal said, all the deeds, all the actions, all the good deeds of the child of Adam are His. They are to be multiplied 10 times into 700 times, except for fasting. It is done for me and I will reward it. So you're entering really in a deed, in a month, in an activity unlike anything else. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, reserved the reward for Him. He didn't announce how much. It does not fit those calculations of 10 and 700. It goes beyond it. The Prophet ﷺ said in the other hadith, there's nothing equal to fasting. So you could be, when you enter that first day and that first night of Ramadan, you're doing something special to Allah Azza wa Jal, very dear to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the smell that comes out of your mouth, Allah Azza wa Jal loves it. So think about how much He would love you and how much He is bringing you close to Him and how much He is giving you if He just loves the smell that comes out of your mouth. It really affords you an opportunity to be so close to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it cannot be missed. It cannot be ignored. مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. He says, if you are denied the virtue of Laylatul Qadr, you've denied yourself. You've stepped back. You did not push. You weren't excited. You didn't put the effort. You didn't think about what Allah is giving to you. And so you wasted it. And Allah doesn't want you to waste it. Allah, that's why Allah opens all of the gates of heaven for you. And that is an open invitation. Seeker of righteousness, seeker of forgiveness, the one who is running away from the misery of this world, the one who has been battered with fear and anxiety and depression and sadness and worry about everything, a worry that never ends, the one who had been suffering, the one who had been victimized by sin and addiction, the one who needs something from Allah Azza wa Jal. And every single person is in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are aware of some of these needs right now. If someone were to ask you, what do you want now? What are you suffering from now? You're aware of some of these needs, and we're not aware of so many other needs that we have, yet Allah knows what they are. And here is the opportunity for you to ask. And here is the opportunity for you to come close. And here is the opportunity for you to be forgiven. And Allah Azza wa Jal protects you, and He wants you to be honorable during that month. And again, it's a different state of being. I want you to imagine as you enter the month of Ramadan, you're entering Mecca with Ihraman. You're entering Medina. And you're heading to the Masjid of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. I want you to imagine that, because that's like what this month is. So he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, as far as the protection is, as-siyamu junna. Siyam is protection. When you enter this month, Allah Azza wa Jal surrounds you with an armor. You're under Allah's protection. How much of it depends on how much you're willing to take. The armor is there. Do you want some of it? Just take some then. Do you want all of it? Take all of it. He said, well, it depends on what? He says, the soundness of your fast, the sincerity of it, how close you are to Allah Azza wa Jal. How many good things you do while you are fasting, that's armor. And when you put your armor on, no one can defeat you. Allah protects you, and Allah defends you, and Allah guides you. And the closer you come to Allah, Allah brings you even closer. It doesn't matter the state of our heart at this moment. Even if you feel that your heart is resistant and distant and not close to Allah, and you don't want to hear any of that, and you already had planned to waste your Ramadan, it doesn't really matter. The only thing that Allah wants from you is a turn towards Him. Just you say, I want it to be better. I plan for it to be better. Let me try to do one thing that is good. Allah wants that turn towards Him. And if you take one step to Allah, Allah takes two steps towards you. And if you walk to Him, He'll run to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though we are the ones who need Him. So once you enter into the month of Ramadan, you are being protected. And Allah Azza wa Jal said to His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, tell us, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. When you're fasting in that special state of being, you're not supposed to be obscene or loud and argumentative. You have to watch what you're saying. Why? Because now you're in a different state. وَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ شَاتَمَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي مُرْءٌ صَائِمٌ إِنِّي مُرْءٌ صَائِمٌ. He said, if someone wants to fight with you, argue with you, you say, I'm fasting. It's different. This is different. The day is different. The air is different. I am different. Your entire movement that day, if you rush to iftar, because that's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ate, that's ibadah. If you delay your suhoor, because this is his sunnah alayhi salatu wasalam, that is ibadah. After Isha, there's prayer, and that is ibadah. There is Quran, that is ibadah. It's a very different state. So Allah Azza wa Jal offers us in the month of Ramadan a unique opportunity to be so close to Him that is not available any other month. To be forgiven in ways that are not available any other month. For us to change in ways that are not available any other month. So if you want any of these things, get excited about the month of Ramadan. Here is my month. Here is what I can do. Here is what I'll ask Allah for. Here is how I'm going to change. Here is how I'm going to help. Here are my plans, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, for all the good that I can do. Or if not a lot of it, a little bit of it, but at least He plans some things. This is what I'm going to do with Allah's gifts. So as with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it's a month of barakah, and you want to be blessed. So how do you want to be blessed in the month of Ramadan? Ask Allah for it. And move internally towards it, and Allah Azza wa Jal will assist us all. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, the way to be excited about the month of Ramadan is to ponder all that we've said and a lot more that is related to it, to think about it, to talk to yourself about it, try to convince it that yes, this is a special time. And I need to be a special person in it. So talk to yourself and you convince yourself. But you don't stop there. You go and you plan something. You take a few steps before the month of Ramadan. This is going to be, bi-idhnillah, azza wa jal, the spot where I'm going to be praying. And you clean it and you perfume it and you plan for it. And this is the spot where I'm going to be reading the Quran, and this is the Mus'haf, and this is this and this is that. This is the place where I'm going to be making dhikr and making dua. And you don't stop with yourself, but you include your family in it. You talk to your spouse about it. And you talk to your children about it. Each at their level. But you talk, what are your plans for the month of Ramadan? What will you do? What will we do that is different, that is extra? Let us feed more people. Let us donate a little bit more. Let us remember Allah more. Let's go to the masjid. Let's attend this. Let's attend that. Let's, in addition to the Quran, pick up a book, Islamic book, book of hadith, book of seerah, and read that as well, and discuss it and teach it to the kids. You bring in your kids and you say, what excites you about the month of Ramadan? Let's get excited about it. Even if you have to take them shopping for them to buy certain things for that month, for them to plan activities for that month. We're going to go to the masjid, bi-idhnillah. You're going to get this and that if you are fasting, this and that if you are praying. So you get them excited so that this thing is implanted in them. And later on, decades on, maybe we're still alive and maybe not, they'll remember all of that because you planted that in them, and Allah rewards you for that effort that lives with them even though we have left. You plant this in your children and in your neighbor's children and in the community's children. You get excited, and when you excite others like that, you yourself will be rewarded with excitement. So you find ways, but you don't receive it like any other month, unlike any other year, unlike any other Ramadan. Especially that, taking everything that is happening around us and the suffering of Muslims in Palestine and other areas as well. They are in need of every and each one of us. Maybe we can't go and physically help. Maybe we can donate, but all donations only will do so much. But if you inhabit the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal in Isha and in Fajr, if you stay for Taraweeh, if you pray for them, then that things may hasten the relief that will come their way and the stop of that injustice and slaughter. So you consider yourself now enlisted if you accept that enlistment. You're being enlisted as a contingent of dua if you accept it. We said that there's an accepted dua for every person, right? So part of your dua is for them. And you are responsible for it if you say, now I am in the contingent of dua in the month of Ramadan and I will do it for them. And the more of us who will do this, the more pleased Allah Azza wa Jalla will be with us, and the closer relief will come to everybody. So this month is an important month. And we should change because of it. And we should be happy that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you, as a Muslim, an opportunity to be better because of it. So don't take it lightly, don't waste it. And look forward, though the month of Ramadan is about to come. And maybe Allah will forgive me in that month, and maybe Allah will take away all my pain and sadness in that month, and maybe Allah will bring relief to the Ummah of Muhammad in this month. The possibilities are all there. And we never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what we have done and no matter what they have done to us. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to get us excited about the month of Ramadan, to make it a month of forgiveness for all of us, a month of mercy for all of us, a month of barakah for all of us. Ya Allah, allow us to fast it the way that you would love us to fast it, and to pray in it the way that you would love us to pray in it. And Ya Allah, accept all of our dua in it. Enable us, Ya Allah, to make a lot of dua in the month of Ramadan for ourselves and for the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And we beseech you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to accept our dua. Make us of those who are freed from hellfire in the month of Ramadan. Make us of those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Make us of those whose sadness and worry and all of problems are taken away in the month of Ramadan. Bring us relief, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and relief to the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us of those who spread good wherever they are and stop evil wherever they are, Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم اجعل شهر رمضان شهر مغفرة وعتق من النيران يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا فيه ممن صامه إيمانا واحتسابا وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا وقام ليلة القدر فيه إيمانا واحتسابا. اللهم وفقنا فيه للدعاء الكثير وتقبله منا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا فيه من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات. اللهم اجعلنا فيه من التائبين المستغفرين رب العالمين وردنا فيه إليك ردا جميلا. اللهم انصر المستضعفين المسلمين في كل مكان رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم نسألك بأنك أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أن ترد بأس الكافرين رب العالمين. اللهم أطعم المسلمين وأسقهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أطعم المستضعفين واسقهم رب العالمين. اللهم داوي مرضاهم وداوي جرحاهم وتقبل قتلاهم شهداء عندك واكلأ واحفظ ويتامهم وأراملهم رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل منا ممن نصر المسلمين والمسلمات وانصرنا يا رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.